I'm not living, it's not me, but Christ in me is living. So I have a will to yield to the Christ in me. And say, Christ, live in me, live through me.
Yeah.
I just don't have a 1 hour experience on Sunday morning, get real, real holy. Put on a show. But he lives in me 24/7. In the privacy of my bedroom, Christ lives. When I'm shopping at Walmart, Christ is living in me. And I'm yielding to his will in Walmart. Whatever Christ wants to do with me, I say yes. Hallelujah.
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 Working on my job beside a coworker, Christ lives in me.
Yeah.
And whatever his will is, here I am, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm ready to pray the prayer of faith. I'm ready to lay hands on them.
Yeah.
I'm ready to speak a word of encouragement to them. Christ in me, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I live now, which I now live in the flesh, I'm alive in the flesh. That's why I'm living this life. I live it. How do I live? I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it's my life, my will, I surrender to his. His command is my obedient act. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So it means wherever I go, he's with me. Whatever I say under the influence and unction of Holy Spirit, he's speaking through me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen to this. Romans 6. Listen to this one. Romans 6 through 8. It shows my death, your death. Romans 6, 8 says, now, if we be dead with Christ, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also what? Is he living? Is he alive? I want to say some things to you today, okay? Keep going. Knowing that Christ did what? Being raised from the dead, what happened? Dies. No more. If he dies no more and he living in me, I can't be killed. I can't be separated from him. It's a divine life. I became, listen to me real good. When you and I were born again, we became his body. He don't do operation cut off his body parts. He's building his body, putting it together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so he said, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. Notice what it said. Death, are you hearing me this morning? Has no more dominion over who? Him. and I am a part of him. If death can't kill him, death can't kill me. Because I am who he is. Are you hearing me this morning? That's what it means to be one with the Lord. I am secure. Nothing can separate me. Nothing can separate you. Satan just don't have it. He lost. Keep going. For in that he died, he did what? He died unto sin how many times? But in that he liveth unto God. He liveth unto God. Hallelujah. And when he made me alive, he gave me his nature. Whoo! What is the nature of God? Who is God? The Bible said God is a spirit, didn't it? Then I have to be a spirit. John 4:24, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's not being an actor putting on a show. But I lift my hands. That's my nature. It's no problem. Praise come out of my mouth because that's what's in me. I don't wait for a feeling. I do it because that's what I do. Praise is commonly to his people. To lift your hands, but most people want to clap the hand. They'll clap, but when you say raise the hand, but when you know your Jesus, you don't mind lifting your hand. It's something about lifting your hand. They're anointing right now on my hand while I got in there. I have been in my private time of praying, and got my hands up, and they got stuck up there. Okay. I didn't do anything. They was just up there. Okay. I didn't try to make it happen. It just happened. Yeah. Hallelujah. It just, because that's the way we worship, with our hand raised. Mouth filled with praise. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the presence of the Lord come, because the Bible said God inhabit the praises of his people. Yeah. What you mean? He'll come and dwell where praise is. Yeah. He'll show up and he'll take a seat and spend some time. All right. And stay a while and talk to you. And bless you. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man is a spirit. And he contact God with his spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say he contact God with his spirit. Got to move on. But listen to this. He contacted God. You remember what he said? In Romans 8, I'm going to read this, Romans 8:14. Hallelujah. And it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are who? The sons of God. For as many, how many are you led by the Spirit of God? What are you saying? Mature sons of God can expect to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen.